Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, the Olympics are underway. Did you watch it all? Last week we put it on Facebook. Most of you said you wouldn't be paying attention. If you missed it yesterday, the U.S. men won gold in the 4x100 freestyle. How about that? Now, I don't know much about swimming, even though my godchild swam D1 and did the Olympic trials. And now she coaches swimming. I used to just go to the meets and sit there and go, why is this taking so long? Why is it so hot in here? But anyway, the U.S. men winning the 4x100 was a huge upset, okay? A huge upset over Italy. So, you know, whatever, if that's what you're into. Now, meanwhile, in basketball, a huge upset. The United States loses to France.
How did we lose to these French dudes?
What is going on there?
Not France,
anybody but France.
Held us 280 points.
Yeah, 83-76. Yeah, they are kind of annoying when you really think of French people. But anyway,
if we had LeBron, we might still lose.
Yeah, he's getting old. We'd probably still lose anyway. So don't worry, Dream Chambers.
Michael Jordan?
Oh, Michael Jordan? Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a nightmare. Sorry, Olympic fans, we lost. But anyway. Jimmy Fallon with a late night soundbite coming up with his own take on the opening ceremony. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, it got underway Friday night, the Olympics in Tokyo. Maybe we're into it, maybe we're not into it, but there's a story that has to be addressed, and that would be this cardboard bed issue. In the Olympic Village, the athletes are sleeping on cardboard beds. Now, last week, the story started by saying the cardboard beds are put there on purpose to discourage the athletes from having sex. That's totally untrue. I don't know who started that story, but it took off. And by the end of the week, it was a global story. Meanwhile, in Tokyo, they say that has nothing to do with anything. The cardboard beds are so they could be recycled when the Olympics is over. So somebody started something, probably on stupid social media, and it went wild. And none of it was true. So it makes me wonder about television news. You know, these people are just, they're ridiculous. Remember back in the old days? Now, I know I'm old, but remember back in the old days when news organizations actually gathered the news and didn't just steal it off a stupid social media story? They actually went out, checked their facts. Thank goodness we have, and I'm not just boasting around here at SBC Media, but thank goodness we have news radio, WKOK. We got real people in the news department doing real news every morning. We should appreciate that. I mean, Mark Lawrence doesn't go on Facebook and start stories. I mean, come on. Facebook is full of idiots' opinions. None of it is fact. And then they call everything else on TV and radio fake news. Well, dude, you're creating fake news, all right? And John Oliver, Friday night on TV, kind of highlighted it by saying, you know, news people across the country are addressing this Olympic athlete sex issue on cardboard beds. Like, and there isn't even an issue. They just made it a national and a global news story. And then when the news anchors had to talk about it, they couldn't even say the word sex. What is wrong with that, too? With all the crap we have on the radio, on TV, in music, on Facebook, and all forms of social media, we have national news anchors who giggle when they have to say the word sex.
The Olympic Village was full of cardboard beds. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind it, supposedly, was to make sure that these athletes weren't going down there doing the do.
Some even speculating they were meant to prevent certain extracurricular activities.
If you know anything about the Olympic Village, you know it's a hotbed for...
What?
Athletes will be pursuing their dreams and perhaps each other, if you know what I mean.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Just stop it. Report the Olympics, report the news, and be quiet. By the way, yeah, we've got the real news. WQKX. Mark Lawrence has it. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say...
And there it is.
Happy Uncle and Aunt's Day. Yeah, today is actually... I always say aunts and uncles instead. But anyway, today is National Aunts and Uncle Day. So this story is especially stupid. In a related story, sort of, TikTok user Madison Bonneau claims that her aunt hired a hitman to take out her grandma because the aunt didn't want Granny to come to her son's wedding. What is going on with this world? Listen to her try to explain.
My aunt decided she didn't want my grandparents to be invited. Those would be her in-laws. Instead of just voicing that opinion, she decided to hire a hitman to kill my grandma.
Okay, your opinion is one thing. But having this be the only option not to invite grandma? You couldn't come up with anything clever?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Unbelievable. I would have said, hey, Grandma, there's a doubleheader of bingo and extra custard at the home if you don't come to the wedding. You know what I mean? Come on. Morgan in the Morning. We got a lot of viral comedy for you. A cut is coming up next. Stay with us.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, look this one up later if you get the chance, especially if you're driving now. This one struck me so funny because sometimes your pets don't like to take a bath.
Excuse me, Bear. Mr. Bear. Bear.
This is the sound of Bear, the Rottweiler, getting ready to take a bath.
Why do you look so great?
I don't know about you, but I think I'd skip bath time. Viral comedy, hear it first, and look for it later. Morgan in the Morning. Hey, coming up news, a check on sports, and a check on AccuWeather as well. I just have to drop this in. Rob, the Sports Center, we'll talk about it, but my heart goes out to the Mifflinburg Major Division Eastern Tournament Little League team that was sent home from the tournament over the weekend, the tournament in Connecticut. They were sent home after a positive test for COVID. Now, you know, that's just, it's terrible. COVID has not gone away, but the fact that somebody tested positive and it ruined the dreams of this Mifflinburg Little League team. When I first was reading the story, I actually got choked up. But then when I read the quotes from the coach, and you could see these quotes on the Daily Item website, when he said, I'm an adult, I will get over this, but for some of these kids, their dream is over. Very sad. My heart goes out to all in Mifflinburg. You gave it your hardest try. You did not lose. COVID beat you. We'll check it out with the news next. Coming up next hour, we'll do a little bit more of a touch on the Olympics. Sure, we like to do the medal count, but how do we beef it up? We'll do it. We'll do it. Jimmy Fallon has a late night soundbite on an athlete that has been sent home for quite the unusual reason. Birthday buddies and more. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Hey, anybody could give you the
Morgan
Olympic
in the Morning,
medal count.
94KX.
We've got a new way to count the medals. Stay with us. It's coming up next. 94KX. I'd like to call it the heavy metal count.
The 2020 Tokyo Games Metal Count.
Here we go.
Kind of loud. It's starting to hurt my ears. On the way next, Jimmy Fallon talks about an athlete that was sent home for quite a different reason. Also, we've got birthday buddies. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Check this out. A movie Mike's in the house. You'll enjoy this. Sometimes, you know, you have to change your name in this business. I had to change mine back in the 70s. I've been Tom Morgan ever since. You're Movie Mike. It's that simple.
Right.
I mean, you could be Movie Mike for the rest of your life. Because I don't think there's any other Movie Mikes as far as I know.
There is one. And I actually met him once. There's another movie, Mike Locally.
Are you kidding me?
He's a guy who has a projector and a whole big collection of old, like, 16-millimeter films. Yeah. And one time he was scheduled to do a demonstration in the park, and it was in the newspaper, Movie Mike Coming to the Park. And my mother-in-law said to me, oh, I see you're going to be over at the park this weekend. It's like, what?
So it was local as well?
It was local. And then he came to my son's preschool, and I met him one day, and I said, Hi, Movie Mike. I'm Movie Mike also. And he's like, oh, you're the other guy.
There was a guy DJing in Sunbury years ago at bars calling himself Tom Morgan just so he could use my name to get money.
Really?
And yeah, so I had to have a lawyer. Stop that. But anyway, when you're an actor, there's this thing called the Screen Actors Guild. You know about them, right?
Yes, I do.
And they prevent anyone from taking a name. Listen to this viral piece of comedy actually on TikTok.
How come you've never heard of any actors with the same name? Like, there's only one Will Smith, one Meryl Streep. How come I've never heard of another actor with that exact same name?
Well, that's because the Screen Actors Guild have rules that prevent two actors from having the same name. Do you know Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Well, he was actually born as Michael Douglas. So if he signed up with his real name, he might be confused with this Michael Douglas. We can assume that Michael Douglas signed up before Michael Keaton. So when Keaton signed up, he had to get a stage name. So when we say an actor's name, we know exactly who we're talking about.
There it is. Do you agree?
I do. Like Michael J. Fox, his middle name is actually, I think, Andrew. It's Michael A. Fox, but he had to go with Michael J. Fox because there was a Michael A. Fox and a Michael Fox and a Mike Fox all registered.
Wow. So this could be a difficult thing, something we just take for granted when we see Meryl Streep. There isn't any other Meryl Streeps.
Exactly.
But as far as Michael Douglas, yeah, that's a common name. Movie Mike, I thought there was no other Movie Mike in the world, and you tell me there is.
There is, yeah, it's crazy.
Check it out later. We give you the audio now. We call it viral comedy. Right?
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Movie Mike's Entertainment Report is next.
Blaze Alexander Ford is your premier Ford dealership in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. We currently have over $12 million of inventory. And we currently have over 120 pre-owned and new 4x4 trucks and sport utility vehicles. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade. And if you need service, we service all makes and models. And we'll inspect your vehicle for free whether you bought it from us or not. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the lowest price guaranteed.
Susquehanna Valley Event Center 2021 Concert Series Rundown. On July 31st, the inaugural Sealands Grove Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival featuring four-time Blues Music Award winner Joe Louis Walker, actor-singer-songwriter Dana Fuchs, local favorites Nate Myers and the Aces, Gabe Stillman Band, and the Doug McMinn Blues Band. Music starts at noon. Plenty of breweries, wineries, and restaurants will be there. On August 21st, AC/DC tribute band Back in Black will be opening for the 80s rock legend Kix. For tickets and more information, visit sveventcenter.com.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
I love that rate on my new ride. State Farm hooked me up and the stars aligned on both my home and auto policies. I switched and saved. Now I feel great.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Legendary comedian Jackie Mason died in his sleep on Saturday. He was 93 years old. Aside from his stand-up comedy, he's probably best known for playing the gas station owner in the 1978 Steve Martin comedy The Jerk. I love that movie.
I love that scene, too.
I do, too. That's a great scene. Yeah. Almost 10 years later, he played a real estate developer in Caddyshack 2. I don't love that movie.
I don't love that movie either. We're on board. Yeah.
He was also the voice of Krusty the Clown's father on The Simpsons and was featured in the Spanish Inquisition scene of the Mel Brooks classic History of the World Part 1. Jackie was actually a rabbi before turning to comedy full-time in 1959. So comedian Jackie Mason dead at the age of 93.
You know what I liked him best as? The Ant in the Aardvark cartoon, which was along with Pink Panther.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I just loved his voice there. That Jackie Mason kind of delivery.
He had a great voice for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He'll be missed.
Now, you might remember Jonathan Lipnicki as the little kid in Jerry Maguire. Remember him? He was the one, did you know the human head weighs 10 pounds? Well, he's all grown up now, and get this, he's using his MMA skills to defend the Orthodox Jewish community. Jonathan said there's been a lot of anti-Semitic hate crimes and violence toward Jews in the L.A. area. People have even tried running over children or shooting them with paintballs. When he learned of an incident last May where a group of pro-Palestinian men attacked Jewish diners, it inspired him to create a support system to prevent future attacks. He says their goal is to make sure people get home and to the synagogue safely because everybody should have the right to worship without being discriminated against. So the little kid from Jerry Maguire now using MMA
to protect his church.
Yeah. So I think that's great.
There's something cool about that.
Yeah. That is really cool. It's nice to hear about a celebrity doing something good.
For a change.
Yes, for a change. And looking at the box office, M. Night Shyamalan topped it this weekend. His movie Old debuted in the top spot with $16 million. The new G.I. Joe movie Snake Eyes was a real disappointment. Came in second with $13 million. That has an $88 million budget, so that's not going to make its money back.
Wow.
Black Widow held on to the third spot with $11 million. Space Jam 2 was fourth with $9 million. Fast 9 rounds out the top 5 with $4 million. And meanwhile, the pretty bad Mark Wahlberg movie, Joe Bell, had a really catastrophic opening. Despite being in wide release, it came in 11th in its opening weekend with $707,000.
I saw the trailer to that. I thought, does that guy live in my neighborhood?
Yeah, it's so sappy. The movie is so sappy, and it deals with very important subject matter, and it's just like something you'd see on the Hallmark Channel in the middle of the night.
All right, so you're not going to give that 3.5 American flags.
No, that one's pretty lame.
All right, in memory of Jackie Mason,
yeah,
we do this just for you, Mike. We actually dug up the scene from The Jerk.
Oh, great.
Hang on. To the bathroom. Gotta have a key. Can I get one? A key is for customers who buy gas. I'm buying gas. I don't see no car. I just need enough for my lighter.
Oh, look at this. And my wife wanted me to stay home today. Look what I would have missed. A complete fill-up for a whole lighter.
Every time, you know how every so often you get a new phone book in the mailbox?
Yeah.
Every time we get one, I go running in the house going, the new phone book is here. My wife and kids look at me like I'm insane.
And how about the scene where the sniper is shooting out the oil cans?
Stay away from the cans. He hates those cans.
Defective cans. Jackie Mason will be missed. Mike, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks. See you Friday.
All right. WQKN. Morgan in the Morning News is next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, you can't stop the world. You just got to move on. It's Monday. It's all or nothing day. I don't know why it fell on a Monday this year, because usually we're thinking more nothing than getting it all done on a Monday. Maybe it ties in with the Olympics. Go for the gold today. Nah, that can't be it either. But we press forward. Life continues. With every day, there's a new challenge. The latest is a juice box shortage. Are you kidding me? Juice box? How's this going to tie to COVID? I just want to know. And on top of that, they're talking about a chicken nugget shortage. Now, that might make sense because there's a chicken wing shortage. And nobody really knows what's inside a chicken nugget. You only hope it's chicken. But there's other foods that may, like, jump onto this list. Beef patties. You know, so the cafeteria might be lacking food as school opens. But, I don't know, a shortage of juice boxes? That could cause all kinds of hysteria.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
Yeah. There's going to be a juice box shortage. Movie Mike's still in the house. You got two kids. You worried about a juice box shortage?
I am. That could be catastrophic.
In your house?
In our house, yes.
And at your kids' school?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
A juice box shortage. Well, we'll keep you posted as soon as we can on that story and more. Still to come, Tom's top list of the day. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:30 to be exact. That means it's time for Tom's top list of the day. Here are the top seven phrases we actually use to make ourselves sound smarter, and they actually don't. Think about them, especially if you use them. Saying the reason being instead of because. Like, I feel badly, but I need to postpone our meeting until later. The reason being, I forgot about it. Just say because. The reason being, there's no reason there at all. Most of the time, you're covering up your stupid mistake. Speaking of postponing, number six is one of my favorites. Let's postpone until later. You don't need the words until later. Postpone already means you're moving something until later. Closely related to that is when somebody says it's canceled till tomorrow. No, it's postponed until tomorrow. If it's canceled, it's canceled. Number five, I feel badly about that. People think it sounds smarter than I feel bad. Just say I feel bad. Because I feel badly about that is actually wrong. Just like you wouldn't say you feel greatly about that. You just say awesome or great. Number four, calling someone or something rather, calling something an actual fact. That one might be useful though. Now we're bombarded with lots of untrue things presented as facts. But an actual fact is a fact. Thank you. Number three, general consensus. There's no consensus that isn't held in general. That's what a consensus is. Number two, saying something that is estimated to be around a certain number. You already said it's an estimate. You don't need to say it twice. Think about it. But it sounds smarter, if I should say. This show is estimated to end around 9 o'clock this morning. No, it'll end at 9 o'clock this morning. And finally, number one, and this is my favorite because of our social media pollution we live with every day. The phrase, in my opinion. We usually know it's your opinion because it's coming out of your mouth. Morgan in the Morning, news is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Can you believe July's almost gone already? Where did it go? I don't know about you, but I've been living at Spyglass. But all month long, 94KX has been celebrating kids, and the month is almost over already. This is the last week, and we thank our good friends at Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring in Knobles for making this month possible, including the 50 Nifty Kids Party we're going to have at Knobles this week. For the kids who filled out their list that they printed off of our Facebook page, and they did some good deeds. This is really cool stuff. And I'm really proud of these kids. McKaylee's 9 years old from Sunbury. She helps take in the groceries. All right, is that a big deal? Well, it's maybe not the biggest thing in the world, but mom needs help. Dad or grandma, whoever's buying the groceries. Don't just lay on the couch and watch them come in and out of the house with more groceries. Help them out. Nice job, McKaylee. I think we could all learn from you, my dear. How about Lindley, 12 years old from Sunbury? Not only goes to day camp, kids' day camp, but helps with the younger kids. I mean, these are little things in life, but they're coming from our little kids, and that's what makes it special. Bradley, 6 years old, from Shamokin Dam, always likes to hold the door for other people. Maybe we should try it as adults. Okay, don't just go walking into the store and let the door slam on somebody, you know? And here's a good one. Draven is from Trevorton, 10 years old. He has spent the entire summer
helping a classmate, a good friend, with his summer school work so his friend can be in the same grade. Boom. Like, we could all learn from this. And so our nifty kids are going to have a good time this week at Knoebels. We'll talk more about that. Celebrate kids from some great places like Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Fisher's Boston Pierogi, Schauling Insurance, and more. And it's only here on 94KX. Hey, some final thoughts on the Olympics coming up. Don't go away. WQKX. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Just another chance for me to play the Olympic music again. I know we addressed this on Facebook last week, and more than half of you in Central PA said you had no interest at all in the Olympics. I'm sorry, I ain't one of you, because I watch the Olympics where I can. I checked out the gymnastics last night and some of the swimming. How about the women's softball team? They're going to be playing for gold. They started before, well before the Olympics actually started. So, root for the U.S. women's softball team. The basketball team lost their first game? Okay, that's bad news. But I'll be following it, and of course, Rob, the Sports Center will keep you posted and give us yet more opportunity to play this music. Chad Evans is on the way next. That old school lunch comes your way at noon. Closing with an Olympic thought, look at what I posted on Facebook. If you feel useless today, remember, somebody is working as a lifeguard at the Olympics.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey.
WQKX.
Have a good day, everybody.